We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The final out has been made. Let's talk about what just happened. The good and the bad. It's time for the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin postgame show, driven by the legendary Great Lakes Dragway in Union Grove, with the franchise, Tim Allen, on the Fan. If you need doors and windows, go to PellaWI.com.
It is a final from American Family Field, and oh my goodness, what a game as the Brewers pull out the 11-inning 6-5 victory. Welcome, everybody. It is the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin postgame show, driven by the legendary Great Lakes Dragway in Union Grove. What a game. I don't even know what to say here. There was a roller coaster ride that was called a Saturday night game, game three against the Dodgers that you just got off of. And what a ride it was. You thought that the Brewers would lose this game, then you thought they'd win it. Then you're thinking they'd win it, and then you're thinking they're going to lose it. They come through with a three-run bottom of the 11th inning, and Travis Shaw gets it done. Mario Feliciano scores the winning run in his major league debut, and what a game as the Brewers take the first three of this four-game set against the L.A. Dodgers and running their mark to 17-10 here during the 2021 championship season. I am just amazed at the resiliency of this team. I mean, I really am. Despite everything that's going on, Omar Narvaez prior to the game added to the IL. He's going to be out a week or two at least. And then you have Eric Yardley headed to the IL as well. So a couple of more members there. Yet they find a way in what can be constructed as somewhat frustrating circumstances at times. Prior to the 11th inning in tonight's ball game, the Brewers' offense were 0 for the series with runners in scoring position. But they get it done with Avi Garcia. That's the first one. And the big one, Travis Shaw, the game winner. As, both benches were done. There was no more bench players for either team in this matchup by the time the dust settled here as the Brewers get the victory. 6-5 the final. Want to get your reaction on this at 414-799-1250. Way back when this thing started, this is like a day and a half ago when this game started. For me, it doesn't matter how late this thing goes. But it's always sweeter. You get a long game in terms of innings. You get a long game in terms of on the clock. It's always a little bit sweeter. You get that victory to just kind of decompress in a little bit better frame. But Brandon Woodruff did start this game way back at 6:10 when this thing got going. And you probably don't remember it, but he had a nice outing, another quality start tonight. The bullpen takes over from there. Brent Suter. It took Devin Williams. Josh Hader pitched for the third consecutive night. And at some point, boy, the Brewers could use an off day. However, that's not going to happen for another eight additional games. They don't get an off day until a week from Monday. They've got games all this week. Four in Philadelphia and then three in Miami before that Monday off day. But man, that will be well-deserved if they continue to win games. And really what has come down to staying together. And I think that comes down to Craig Counsell, really. Staying together, staying within it. Don't let any inning or any game or any situation snowball on you. And they get it done tonight. What an exciting game. This by far is one of the bigger ones. And, you know, sort of lost in the shuffle here as we're celebrating the victory is the fact that you have an opportunity to go after a sweep over the L.A. Dodgers. I mean, that's just amazing. With the offense really sort of struggling to score some runs, yeah, they put up six in this game. It took them 11 innings. Three in that bottom of the 11th inning. And raise your hand if you thought this was a Brewers loss. They loaded the bases with nobody out in that 10th inning and ultimately ended up tying the game there. They load the bases again in the 11th inning with nobody out, and you're thinking, well, is this going to, you know, come out like the 10th? Maybe get a scratch or run across, but uh-uh. With two outs, Avi comes up big. Travis Shaw comes up big as the Brewers get the 6-5 victory. A lot to get to tonight. We'll hear from manager Craig Counsell tonight. I'm sure a couple of comments from Brandon Woodruff. Mario Feliciano probably will talk. Drew a walk in his major league debut and then ultimately scored the winning run in his first day in the big leagues. Just, honestly, I thought Feliciano was going to come through with like a walk-off three-run homer. It did sort of feel like storybook right there. But, man, the stories, just the chapters just keep getting written here for the Brewers season. 799-1250. We'll get into our game recap here in a second. Want to get your reaction. And now it's 17-10. And just sort of finding ways to win. Now, I would say rolling. They've won four of their last five games. But, you know, unlikely sort of style of roll, wouldn't you think? You're doing it with pitching and not a ton of offense here. But enough offense. Man, I'm going to lose my hair here with this offense at times. It's just crazy. Can someone come up with a hit here? That's the one thing I was screaming in that 11th inning. They were 0 for the series with runners in scoring position up until this 11th inning just a few minutes ago. So I'm screaming at the radio and TV. Can somebody get a hit? Just a hit with runners in scoring. Just get a hit. You see what happens with the L.A. Dodgers. Seager comes up with a hit. Yeah, you get another hit, a run-scoring triple. I mean, it's just crazy how, you know, you want a hit here and there, and it's just sort of you're fed these little things. There's a walk. Yeah, there's maybe a hit by pitch. There's a walk. Oh, you get a sac fly. They come through in the 11th inning today. 799-1250. We will get into our game recap here as we go way back to the first inning as the Brewers, Brandon Woodruff takes to the hill. And he's been outstanding this year. And I think flying under the radar a little bit with what Corbin Burns has been doing. But Woody does go 1-2-3 in the first inning. However, that was after a first pitch home run by Mookie Betts. He gives the Dodgers a 1-0 lead. I'm a big believer in tone setting, and I'm not a big believer in the first pitch feed fastball, but that's just me. I'm open for the debate there. One zip, Brewers in order in the bottom of the first inning. Wong strikes out, Vogelbach strikes out, and Garcia grounds out into the second inning. As Woody allows an infield single to lead off that second inning, but a double play erases that, and then a flyout gets him out of that second inning. And to the bottom of the second, the Brewers start their battle back. And it really, you can call this the battle back game, because that's exactly what happened in this. They get it back to even after two outs. Luis Urias, well, he got a pitch that came in at 97. It left the yard, or it left his bat, at 111.
Urias on the first pitch. That ball's hit, and there she goes! Luis Urias A solo shot with two outs. His third home run, and we are tied at one as Bernie hits a slide.
You know, it brought up Billy McKinney then, and it's a big change in this game here. During the McKinney at-bat, Dustin May leaves to an arm injury, and that's what they are dubbing this. It didn't look good for May. McKinney then ultimately walks. Mailey then with a base hit to put two on. Woody works a walk then. At least it cleared the pitcher there in that second inning, and Colton Wong then works it full, but fly ball. They get it even, however, on the Urias home run. 1-1, Dodgers retake the lead after two outs on a 2-2 count to Betts. He hits him, Woody does, and on the next pitch, Seager triples him home. Bradley may have misplayed that ball a little bit. I think knowing the park a little bit better, Bradley makes that catch, but
no maybe about it. He misplayed it bad.
Yeah, and I think that you're probably right there, Pipe Bomb. That you know he should have made that catch, and it scored a run, and it gave the Dodgers a 2-1 lead. Woody minimizes that damage. 2-1. All right, Brewers got a battle back with two outs. Bottom of the third. They do just that. Travis Shaw does some big-time damage.
Buffet. Ooh, Shaw in the air. Right center, way back. Oh, hits the scoreboard. Travis Shaw, a booming home run. And this game is all tied at two.
2-2, as we heard on Bally Sports Wisconsin there into the fourth inning. Woody keeps it right there, a scoreless fourth. Brewers return that favor, their own scoreless fourth into the fifth inning. Little bit of a turning point here in this ball game for Woody with one out. Noisy reaches on a base hit. An error by Shaw puts him at second base. Mookie Betts then with a base hit. First and third, just one out. Fifth inning, tipping point there. Seager up. Huge strikeout for Woody right there. And he strikes out Turner to end the frame. Woody, a little stoic. I mean, there's a little emotion immediately after the strikeout, but then stoically just doing his thing, just walking back to the dugout. Two-out base runner for the Brewers in the bottom half, but they're held off the scoreboard 2-2 into the sixth inning. He's trying to finish his night with one out. 2-2 count to Beatty. They miss a check swing strike. It goes to Foley, walks him. I say they missed it. The umpire missed it. Fielder's choice moves the runner over. A wild pitch moves him to third base. Two down, man at third. Tie ball game for Gavin Lux. The Kenosha native strikes out. Six innings of two-run baseball on six hits for Woody. A quality start. He does walk a man and strikes out six as well. Brewers traffic, bottom of the sixth inning with one out. Luis Urias with a base hit, his second hit of the night. McKinney draws a walk. Two on, just the one out for Mailey. Hits a ground ball to the right side. Runners do move over. Again, tie ball game. Woody spot up. Counts goes to the bench to Tyrone Taylor to face that lefty with two outs. Two on, and he grounds out. To the right side. Frame ended. They strand some runners there again to the seventh. Suter coming on. 2-2 game. Quick 1-2-3 for Brent Suter. Brewers get a leadoff base hit by Colton Wong in the bottom half of that seventh inning. Keston Hira to pinch hit for Vogelbach against the lefty. Wong attempts a steal. He's called out on replay. It looked like he was safe. Pipe him. I want to get to calls a little bit quicker. But he was safe.
Yes, he was.
They reviewed it and still called him out. I don't understand. I'm with Bill Schroeder. Later on, we'll play it in our You Kidding Me moment. But, man, I don't understand. If you're not going to get those calls correct, then just don't have instant replay then.
Well, and that's what's so frustrating about it. And, you know, to completely take the decision out of the umpires on the field, out of their hands, and completely leave it up to New York, you know, there's no way with replay and all the technology that they should still be blowing calls.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, he's out. Keston then strikes out. Garcia with a base hit to extend the inning. Two on, one out for Shaw. Little flare on the infield. Doesn't get it done. Fans, I got to say, you guys were letting those umpires have it out there in that seventh inning. I got to commend you guys all week, all series long in this. Devin Williams on for the eighth inning. Gets a strikeout, a walk, a strikeout, and a lineout on the infield. A scoreless frame for Devin to the bottom of the eighth inning. Just a one-out walk out of Urias. Nice at-bat. But that's all they get off Kenley Jansen in the eighth inning. Council counters. Okay, you're going to go with your guy in the eighth. I'll go with my guy in the ninth. Hader in the ninth. Third consecutive night that he's going to pitch. Does allow a walk, but a couple of fly balls. Gets Hader a scoreless frame as well. Dodgers out of position players right there in the bottom of the ninth inning as the Brewers get down in order in that ninth inning. We go to extras. Now, remember, the extra inning rule is that a runner's at second base with nobody out, and they give up the lead in the 10th inning. Drew Rasmussen in, runner on second, nobody out. Deep fly ball for the first out. Wow, almost took it out. He then walks a man, and Justin Turner kind of stings him for a base hit. Dodgers take the 3-2 lead. They intentionally walk a man to face the pitcher spot. Again, Dodgers were out of position players right there. Kershaw to hit. Bases loaded, one out, one in. He gets the strikeout, Rasmussen does. Then a comebacker from Pollock to get out of it. However, 3-2, damage done, bottom of the 10th inning. Brewers half of the 10th. Keston at second base. Avi draws a walk to bring up Shaw. With nobody out, he goes down 0-2, but then works it full, and he works the walk to load the bases with nobody out for JBJ. Get it in play, my friend. He strikes out. Goes up 2-0 in the count. You think he's going to take? He's swinging. And he gets the job done, a sac fly. That was Urias, by the way. JBJ struck out. Billy McKinney with runners at the corners. Shaw moves to second on a steal. Catcher's indifference. Strikeout there. The Brewers get it even. 3-3 to the 11th inning. Rasmussen in trouble in the 11th. Strikeout. Walks a man. And then has a long battle with Smith. And he smokes him for a two-run triple. 5-3 Dodgers. Council has seen enough. Perdomo in. They do attempt to pitch to Betts a little bit, but then they put him on. Perdomo gets out of that inning to minimize the damage for what it's worth. But damage done, 5-3. Crew, table set in their half of the 11th inning. McKinney, the runner at second base. Maley draws the walk. It brings up Mario Feliciano in his major league debut. His first big league at bat, he draws a walk to load the bases. Nobody out. Roberts goes to his pen as Colton Wong comes up. And again, for the Crew, second consecutive inning for the Brewers. Bases juice, nobody out. Do they come through? Wong, deep fly ball that does score the run. That makes it 5-4. Maley gets to third. First and third, one in, one out for Keston. My goodness, Keston, get the ball in play. Strikes out. Couple of fastballs right down the middle, one of which he missed, one of which he took. Oh, man, the kid's struggling. It brings up Avi Garcia, and he gets this thing back to even.
1-2 the count. Here he comes. Garcia. Back. Oh, it's through for a base hit. In the score is Maley. Seager went for the backhand. Right under his glove. We are tied at five.
I don't think even if he puts it in his glove, he's going to have a play. I don't think he's going to get Feliciano. For sure not going to get Garcia. So the Brewers tie it up.
Off the deck.
Yep.
Two strikes, two outs. Garcia delivers.
Goes with another fastball. He ditched the breaking pitch. Under the glove of Seager in the left. Maley scores. We're all tied again at five.
Wow.
This game's never going to end, except for now. Travis Shaw's going to end it.
Pretty impressive as the Brewers get a couple there in the 11th inning. They weren't done yet. Travis Shaw had something to say about the outcome of this baseball game.
No balls, two strikes. Shaw, right field, down, base hit. Feliciano around third. That's his throw, and it's over. The Brewers win. Travis Shaw wins it for Milwaukee.
Unbelievable game tonight at American Family Field. Welcome to the Fan, and we're talking about it right here. Let me get in some phone calls here and get some of your reactions. 6-5, 11-inning victory. They take the first three of the series, a four-gamer against the Dodgers. We'll fire things up with Grady here. Grady, you're on the Fan. What's going on?
Tim, pipe bomb, how's it going?
What's up?
The show. Okay, I have one question. I'm going to try not to ramble, but the question is, am I crazy? So at the beginning of the year, I told my guys that this was the Brewers' year. Now, if everybody, and I hate this term, positively regressed to their average, like Shaw, Navarez, if they hit where their average was, this pitching hitting their potential, Freddie included. Now, a lot of people say Corbin Burnes came out of nowhere, but he was a start away from being the second
Had a great year last year, Burnes, he did.
He was a start away. He couldn't qualify for Cy Young because he was a start short because he came in relief. Now, with how this team grinds, who can't we beat? In a seven-game series, who can't we beat? We might spot start the fourth game. We might go Woody on short notice. But with the bullpen hitting their potential, I mean, lights out. Rasmussen's going to come around. He can't throw 18 fastballs in a row. But, I mean, Council has this team right where they should be. Yelich comes back. This team is going to do damage.
It really is, Grady. It's about this offense. And again, they're it's like Avi Garcia, a hero tonight. It's like a different guy every single night. It really is, offensively.
And to piggyback off that, Tim, I think Avi is the guy that the Brewers needed. He has that, you know, that swagger, like, you know, no BS. Him and Bauer, I'm not sure if you're familiar with it, but about 6 years ago, Bauer threw three curveballs, and he chirped at him because he didn't throw any fastballs. So there's some animosity there. I don't know if you know that, but I would love for him to hit a 520-foot home run, which he's very capable of doing off of Bauer. I think we should just fast forward to October and just get this over with and go to the World Series.
All right, Grady. All right, man. Thanks. 799-1250, your reaction here. Again, these are playoff-type games. I've been saying it the whole year. These are just the style of a playoff game. It feels like a playoff game. We all know it's not. We all know it's May 1st here. We're well aware of that. We're just having some fun with it. I'm just saying that I know some Brewer fans feel it too, that just the particular style of play is – kind of a baseball game. And make no mistake about it, when Burnes comes back, we understand he's on the IL. We get that. But with Burnes, with Woody, Burnes, Peralta, and Hauser in a four, I think word is getting out that you've got your hands full in Milwaukee. You've got your hands full in a series against the Milwaukee Brewers. I think that word's out through a month of the season. That's a 17-10 mark. This team isn't hitting the baseball.
Yeah.
How you got a 17-10 mark. You're not even hitting the baseball for an average of 3.5 runs a game. That's the cool part. All right, let's check in with Mike. Mike, you're on the Fan. 11 innings, 6-5. It's the battle back game of the year for sure.
Yeah, it was a great game. I'm glad I listened to it. I'm not your sharpest baseball guy like some of our callers, more of a cheerleader, and I hope I don't get on people's nerves. But, man, this is, you know, I don't know how many guys came up. You know, I didn't follow him in spring training. I'm going, well, who the heck is this guy? Who's this guy? I mean, I don't know how, you know, guys are just coming in. You know, they played good in spring season. They didn't quite make the traveling squad, and now they're playing. And, yeah, when they were down two runs, I was thinking, I know they can do it. They're due. But, man, and then they came through. And this is just, this has got to be their championship season. And Council's got these guys believing.
Believing,
but
yes.
He said when he came in, we have to be good teammates. Remember that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Mike, hey, take it easy. I gotta scoot. 799-1250. He does have this team believing, regardless of what the names are on the backs of these jerseys here.
Yeah, he does. And he tell you, Mike looks good. You look good in that skirt, Mike. Keep up the cheerleading. This could be the Brewers' year, my friend.
It could be. Let's go one more here. Let's go to Bill. Bill, you're next on the Fan. 799-1250. Want to get your reaction here. I mean, these guys just continue to impress here. And I don't know how, because you know, there's a lot of doubters out there, but they're starting to prove it. Bill, what's going on?
Wow. What a finish, eh? This offense might not be all that great, but one thing they certainly are is clutch. And I am so happy for Travis Shaw. Mayor of Ding Dong City is back in Milwaukee.
Yes, he is.
I think it's great.
Man, this this
what happened with his little girl a couple of years ago, and he's back in Milwaukee. It's a great human interest story.
You know, we're going to look back at this game here. Thanks for the call, Bill. Great hearing from you again. We're going to look back at this game and remember this game. It's going to be kind of notched in the memory bank. We'll remember some others for sure. Opening day is one. You know, with Shaw doing his thing there, too.
What a way to welcome in the month of May, though, Tim. You know, to sit there, to battle back twice down in extras and win this game against the Dodgers for your third win in a row, go for the four-game sweep tomorrow, just absolutely wonderful.
And you really had to take advantage of the Dodgers' pitching situation here, and that is key here. Because, you know, unfortunately for those guys, you know, we're not going to cry a river because one of their guys gets hurt in the second inning today. Believe me, I'm not going to cry a river for that. I feel bad for the dude, but I'm not going overboard. This team in Milwaukee has their own injury issues.
Yeah.
But yesterday was a bullpen game for the Dodgers, which is fine. The Brewers are going to have one or two of those or maybe more throughout the season. But you piggyback on the Dustin May leaving the game in the second. You have two consecutive bullpen games. To seize that, to take advantage of that, puts them in a house money situation for tomorrow. Chill out and get the ball in play tomorrow. Try and get at their left-hander. Try and get him in trouble early. Work the pitch count out. Up, he may have to fall on the sword for the Dodgers tomorrow if this offense steps up. You may see if the Brewers get going early tomorrow in that game, in the first three innings of that game, that lefty may have to fall on the sword and soak up some innings. You may see a runaway Brewers victory for the sweep tomorrow. You just might see it. 799-1250. I'm way late for a break here. I do have to get to that. I want to get your reaction on this. You guys at American Family Field, pretty damn impressive by the sounds of it. I heard Uke on the call today said there were a contingent of Dodgers fans there. He goes, I'll send security up. Get him out of here.
Nice.
That's what he said.
Nice.
Cappella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Post-game show driven by the legendary Great Lakes Dragway in Union Grove. One of the more, if not the most exciting victories of the year. It takes 11, two comebacks, one in the 10th, one in the 11th for the game winner. We'll be back, 6-5 final, here with 1250 AM The Fan and Odyssey Station.
Let's hear what you thought of today's game on the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin postgame show, driven by the legendary Great Lakes Dragway in Union Grove. On The Fan. Call Tim Allen now at 414-799-1250 or tweet the show at 1250 AM The Fan.
Yeah, welcome back. It's the battle back victory of the season, 6-5 in 11 innings. They wouldn't go away. You're down one, you tie it. You're down one again, you tie it. You're down one again, you tie it. You're down two, you win it. That's the way this one went. 799-1250. We'll get to our plays of the game in just a second here. Let's get some more reaction here as Miller Park, there it is, American Family Field emptying out here after the thrilling victory, and it was thrilling. Who gave up? Raise your hand if you gave up on the team. I had some doubts. I will say that. I had some doubts because this offense is just I'll have some numbers. Those of you who want to stay up a little bit later, I've got some numbers here with regards to all of baseball that might make you feel a little bit better about this Brewers offense. All right, so if you want to feel a little bit better about the Brewers' lack of offense, I got some numbers around the league that's going to make you say, okay, well, maybe this is going on in other cities as well. 799-1250. Let's go to Jim. Jim, you're next on the Fan. What's up?
All right, I got 2 points to make you, Tim. Number one, this is exactly what we needed from all this Aaron Rodgers BS from Thursday night. I'm moving on okay. from that right away. And then I will say this. Over the last three or so weeks, the whole national narrative has been, oh, my gosh, Padres and Dodgers, it's must-see TV. We got to watch this.
6-0.
Baseball. Well, I'll tell you what. We have now beat the Padres and the Dodgers. We're 6-0 in those last 3 weeks against those people. So I'll tell you what. I'm putting the MLB and the nation on notice. The Brewers are for real this year, and we're going to get it done.
I like it. Jim, always a pleasure, man. Are they for real? I mean, you're going to assume, along with me, that this offense is going to do a little bit better as the year goes by.
You better hope so.
I think that's a fair assumption, though. I really do. I think that's a fair assumption. You're not going to have Keston Hira, Avi Garcia, and some of these batting averages as bad as they are. I just don't see that happening with 3, 4, 5 guys. Just the law of averages, or the percentage of chance that occurs where 3, 4, 5 guys are going to hit that bad throughout the season, I don't see that happening. If there's nowhere to go but up. I mean, up until they put up the additional 4 runs. So the 2 runs that they put up through the first 9 innings of this game, the Brewers' offense through their last 9 games, that would include the 9 innings tonight, they were at 26 total runs scored. You do the math on that. That's less than 3 a game for 9 consecutive games until this thing went into extras. Now, that average is a little bit different. Now, it's 31 runs in their last 9 games. It's still not that good. But is it league average? We'll compare it to the league coming up in just a little while. Time for the plays of the game. And the plays of the game tonight brought to you by ABC Audio Video, Home Entertainment, and Smart Home Technology. Simply done right. Check them out at abcaudiovideo.com. We will start with Avi Garcia. Game on the line. There's 2 outs. It's do or die. Do you fall in game 3, or do you at least get it back even to move on? Check it out.
1-2 the count. Here he comes. Garcia. Back. Oh, it's through for a base hit. In the score is Mailey. Seager went for the backhand. Right under his glove. We are tied at 5.
I don't think even if he puts it in his glove, he's going to have a play. I don't think he's going to get Feliciano. For sure not going to get Garcia. So the Brewers tie it up.
Off the deck.
Yep.
2 strikes, 2 outs. Garcia delivers.
Goes with another fastball. He ditched the breaking pitch. Under the glove of Seager in the left. Mailey scores. We're all tied again at 5.
Wow.
This game's never going to end. Something except else. For now, Travis Shaw's going to end it.
Sweet to see the ball in play. You know, that's a sort of a reoccurring theme here this year. Just get the ball in play. Something good may happen. You get that thing in play. Well, right after that, Travis Shaw, the next hitter, he ended this thing.
No balls, 2 strikes. Shaw, right field.
And it's over! The Brewers!
Highlight from Bally Sports Wisconsin, 6-5-11. The Brewers, they do get it done. We'll hear from Craig Counsell on the way in just a little bit and your reaction as we move along here. Battle back victory of the year for sure. They were down, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4 different times in this game. Four different times in this game, the Brewers' offense were down. They were losing. They were headed toward a loss. Now, again, you know, you're not going to win every single game. But, man, to win this one against that team, and our last caller did have it right there, a sweep of San Diego in three. They take the first 3 of 4 here against the Dodgers. They're 6-0 against the the two teams getting all the FaceTime all over the country. Okay, fly under the radar here. That's all right. We'll go with that. Let's get to Mike. Mike, you're next on the fan. What's up, Mike? What's up?
Is this fun? This roller coaster run? And don't forget the Marlins. They were a playoff team last year.
True.
This is very fun, Mike.
I think they didn't sweep them, though. I think they lost 2. But still. And Travis Shaw, what can you say? I love the guy. And this Mally and Feliciano stepping up in this big moment.
Who'd have thought?
He was the one guy's first at bat, Feliciano.
Yeah, worked a walk. Yep, scored the winning run. That is so cool for his major league debut.
You know what? The beat goes on tomorrow. Sweep. Thanks,
yep,
Jimmy.
Let's do it. Let's do it, Mike. Thanks for the
All
call.
Right, stay
yeah,
cool.
It is pretty impressive what they're doing. And I don't know if they're going to get a ton of love around the country here, but I think the industry itself, maybe not the media. Media's got to go with some of the bigger cities. And I don't agree with that, but I understand it. I mean, I don't know what I would do if I owned a television station in New York or L.A. I mean, I'd probably hit the masses. I get it. But I think the industry itself, internally, I think news is just starting to break here. It's a month in, 27 games in here. But I do believe that they're getting looked at as a tough customer. They are. You got your hands full. You're going to have to shorten up a little bit. You're going to have to maybe scrape across a few runs against this pitching staff. Lost in this shuffle here, Suter, Williams, and Hader, scoreless. I mean, we forget about these things. 2 runs by Woody. The next 3 innings, as I said, Suter, Williams, Hader, scoreless. 9 innings, 2-run ball against that offense. That is why the industry itself is getting to know the Milwaukee Brewers. They know. If the media isn't going to point it out, at least these other teams know it for sure. Let's get to Brian here. Brian, you're on the fan. What's on your mind?
Hey, Tim. What a crazy game tonight. Holy man. I don't have much of a voice left, I can tell you that. I was yelling by the top of my lungs, but I'll tell you a couple things. That instant replay rules that we got, I'll tell you, something's got to give.
Yep.
Something has got to give. That was crazy. That was ridiculous. You know, how much more do they need, really?
We're gonna play that. What Bill Schroeder said on Bally Sports. What's your next point before I get into that?
Well, you know, the next one is I want to talk a little bit about Keston Hira. You know, I've always been a Keston Hira fan. I still am. But don't you think, Tim, that basically maybe come next week when AAA opens up, maybe send the kid down and get some at-bats and just get his swing back, get him some confidence. I mean, I love Keston here. I want to see him do well, and he's someone we're going to be counting on down the line here. But, man, he's swinging. He's missing that pitch. It's right down the middle, you know. And it's
right
like,
down the middle,
I just think we need to set him down and give him a little bit of help down there.
Okay, I'm going to say, all right, Brian, thanks for the call. 799-1250 to get your reaction here. I will say this. I'm going to give you one word, patience. Just you got to give him through May. You just do. that is a fair shot. You've got some supporting cast coming back here. You're afforded the luxury to kind of ease him back into the situation. He did sit for the last three games. Maybe that's going to help things out a little bit. He has been, and it's no excuse, and he does need to do better, and it is frustrating. He has hit into some hard outs this year. He really has. It reminds me of the Ryan Braun thing a couple of years ago where you're just shaking your head at times. You're mired in a slump. You're 1-for-17, and you barrel a ball up in the third inning, and it's scorched right at the left fielder.
Come on, Tim.
I'm telling you, he has some loud outs this year.
Yeah, okay, Mr. Brightside.
Two innings later, he comes up. That's part of it. Two at-bats later, he comes up, and he scalds a ball to the track. I mean, that's just when it rains, it pours. There's too much talent there for you to give up after a month on Keston Hira.
Well, of course, you can't give up on him, but you know as well as I do, if the Brewers were not in the dire straits as far as injuries that they are now, Keston Hira would be about 4 or 5 days in to a 10-day IL stint with hamstring tightness or, you know, some other kind, you know, ingrown hair or toenail or something. And you know that would be the case.
Yeah, I don't know about the IL, but I know he wouldn't be sent down. You're not doing that to that kid yet. Will it help if this continues into June? Okay, yeah, maybe. And that's what they're probably going to be forced to do that. Let's just show a little more patience here with him. Now we'll get to this instant replay thing. I used to think when this thing was installed a few years ago, when we came up with, we're seeing he's clearly safe, yet they don't overturn it. I remember talking on this microphone right here saying, hey, you know, New York doesn't get all the angles that the stadium does. Now, you grow smarter and a little more wise. There's a little more wisdom built up here. I won't put the word effing in front of it, but I will just say, why would the stadium get the angles when those are the guys making the calls and they don't get all the angles, right? I can't use that excuse anymore. If you're not going to get it right, which was the intent in the first place, then get rid of it. Seventh inning, this could have played a huge role in this game. Colton Wong standing there at second base with nobody out. He steals second. He's ruled out. But after replay, they take a look at it in New York. Challenged by Craig Counsell. Here's how it sounded on Bally Sports Wisconsin.
No balls and a strike on Hira. Wong takes off. Throw from the knees. Wong slides. He is out.
What a throw. My goodness. What a play by Austin Barnes. That was incredible. I can't believe he got that much on that throw to second and put it on the bag. Check this out. I mean, you're not going to see many better throws than this. Look at his sidearm on a knee, right on the money.
Oh, I think his hand was in there, Rock. Brewers are going to challenge this call. The hand hits the bag there. I don't know. This is going to be close.
Yeah, that angle, not the best. This will be better right here. He doesn't get the arm.
Yeah, there's the hand on the bag. Yeah, he's safe.
Yeah, he's safe. You're right. He doesn't get the arm. He got the body. And by that time, Wong had his hand on the bag.
Well, it's incredible what our cameras can pick up. Terrific camera work as well. Right in on the play. And the crowd just seeing this replay themselves. Calling umpire Stu Shearwater, the crew chief over there, Ted Barrett. And this looks like one that will be overturned, not to take away from the incredible play by Austin Barnes.
Man, no kidding. He doesn't get the arm. He gets the body, and the hand is in there.
Best look at it right there. Hand on the bag, tag on the armpit.
Pretty close, but he's safe.
It's out of the hands of these umpires, so this is in the hands of the umpires in the replay center in Chelsea, New York.
I'm not sure it's taken so long. What a play by Barnes. What a throw.
That's one of the best throws you'll see on like that.
Yeah, no kidding. Sidearm and
almost like a third baseman coming in on a slow roller.
Right, putting it right on the money. That is a heck of a throw.
Long is convinced He was safe after seeing that replay on the big board. Have a long review here.
Not quite sure what they're looking for.
Here comes the result.
Oh my
goodness.
You're kidding.
Out is the call.
Oh, my goodness. Why even have replay? You butcher a call like that. That's terrible.
Wow.
Why even have replay? Terrible.
I'm shocked.
Yeah.
Saying there's, I guess, not enough evidence to overturn, but I mean.
Really?
I don't know, man.
Are you kidding me?
I know we're talking millimeters here, but we have the technology.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, that's brutal.
Who birds are out here at the plate with one away.
Wow, I can't figure it out. I really can't. Are you kidding me? I'm with Bill Schroeder right there and Brian Anderson on Bally Sports Wisconsin. You got to get. I mean, what are they looking at? How are they justifying this? This is crazy, really, really crazy. So there's your "Are you kidding me?" moment of the game. But the Brewers, man, they get off the deck and they come back. If John holds it right there, I'm late for break again. As the Brewers get the 6-5, 11-inning victory. And, you know, one could ask, how are they doing this? But you kind of know how they're doing it, right? They're doing it with pitching and defense and timely hitting. It's that simple. Let's not forget about this bullpen, which is having an amazing season thus far. 799-1250, getting your reaction. The battle back victory of the year thus far as the Brewers take game three of this four-game set. We'll be back after a quick break here from Craig Council and get to more of your reaction. Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, post-game show driven by the legendary Great Lakes Dragway here on The Fan.
What was the deal with the lineup? Why did he make that bullpen move? Why did he pinch hit with that guy? Time to get all of those questions answered and more with Scoop from the Skipper. This is the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin postgame show, driven by the legendary Great Lakes Dragway in Union Grove. On The Fan.
6-5 final. The Brewers take game three of this four-game set. We'll get to Craig Council in just a second here as the Brewers just battle their way back to the victory. And this is a lot of fun, and 12,139 at American Family Field. And, you know, you can call me a troublemaker if you want, but just a message from me personally to the health department. Come on, we can allow a couple more thousand in there. We're vaxxing up, they're masking up, a couple more thousand. That thing holds 43,000. You're letting 12,000 in? Come on, it's about time. Don't do this to us on a season like this. Let a few more thousand in. Okay, I'm done with my little public service announcement. That's all.
You're nicer than me. I say fill the damn place.
Okay. Yeah. All right, very good. There's the Polish pipe bomb. My name is Tim Allen. Let's get more reaction here. Big Rig. Adam, what's going on, dude? This is a good one.
Oh, Tim, this is a great one. And the reason I wanted to call in tonight was you've been talking about it a couple of times here where, you know, they came back from the big deficit a couple of times in extra innings, but, you know, they came back from four deficits tonight. And I think that's definitely something to remember. You know, they broke out early-ish in both of the first two games of the series and held on to leads with excellent pitching. And tonight their offense had to step up and had to respond multiple times, and they did it. Like Travis, there's a comment from Travis Shaw. I don't know if you guys have played his audio yet or not. He basically says that the team scores just what it needs to score, and it scored. It did that four times tonight, and then tacked on the one extra one in the 11th to win it. And what a great game! I mean, rivals opening day for the comeback aspect of it. I'm not a fan of the extra inning rule. I would have liked to see that game end in the 11th inning, just because they scored a couple of runs and the Dodgers only scored one run instead of these extra runners up being on there. That's me. But, you know, I think extra innings is exciting enough on its own and a huge win for this team, especially given all the circumstances, losing two more players to the IL today. I mean, unbelievable what this team has been able to accomplish.
It's hard to believe. And I'll keep you right here to react. You mentioned the word rival, and I did too. In, I record these promos that will air prior to the next show. Hey, the Brewers are on the road to Philly or whatever. It's game four of the Dodgers. And I put Rivals in there earlier, like a day or two ago, in one of them. And I caught a little heat for that. What are you talking about? The Brewers and Dodgers aren't rivals. Guys, they kind of are. If you look at the history going back to 18, they kind of are. And you use the word as well, so you must agree.
Yeah, I mean, I was using a slightly different context, but no, I agree with that statement for sure. And a buddy of mine was trying to say that, you know, every time we've gone out west, you know, even in the last couple of years, the death sentence, I can't believe they took three from the Padres, blah, blah. And I was trying to remind him that, no, the last couple of years, we've gone out to L.A. and we've handled our business
done well
against the Dodgers. Yeah, yep. So they've really done well. And, yeah, the Dodgers are, you know, they are the world champions. They until somebody knocks them off, that's them. So to be able to consistently perform against a juggernaut like that, and yeah, they're dealing with some injuries too. We all know that Bellinger's out, et cetera, et cetera. But we're dealing with the most injuries in the league in Milwaukee, and we've been able to consistently compete and consistently overcome, you know, these upper echelon, you know, highly marketed teams for good reason. The Dodgers and the Padres deserve to be marketed well. But Milwaukee's hanging there. The Brewers are doing it. And it's, like you said, it's a fun season. It's nice to get to the ballpark again, support this team. And it'll be nice when we can get there, you know, even more of us more consistently for sure.
Yeah, no doubt. Big Rig, Adam, hey, take it easy. We'll be in touch for sure. We made mention of it last night. These are playoff type games. I hate to keep going back to it. You almost wish, almost, that you could fast forward and get there. But there's just a fun summer of baseball. It looks like it's set up to be a fun summer of baseball. They're going to get nothing but healthier. We keep saying that, and yet there's another addition to the injured list. And Burns, and then it's Omar, and then it's Omar Narvaez, their best hitter. 368 guy handles his pitching staff. I mean, they lose both of their catchers, guys. They lose a Cy Young candidate, and they're still winning baseball games. Get to counsel after we get to Drew and hear what's on his mind. What's going on, Drew? You're on the Fan.
Big Daddy, big Daddy Juicer. What's going on, Timmy?
There you go. What's going on?
Well, I want to start with the Polish pipe bomb is a rock star. I'm going to start with that. Timmy, you're the franchise. For the life of me, I can't. So we're 6-0 against the Padres and the Dodgers. We cannot hit with runners in scoring position. For the life of me, I can't understand. I'm loving it, but I think this goes to show how important pitching is. I mean, wow. We have these games are winning, and I have all these reasons to, you know, complain, and all, and then we're winning these games. It's absolutely fantastic. And for me, it turned when McKinney got that huge catch off Mookie Betts.
Yep.
And I was like, oh, we could win that game. And then I just can't. I mean, this is fantastic. It's championship season, baby.
It could very well be. And I don't think a lot of people are subscribing to that. It could be.
But you know what, Timmy? We're here. We've been there. We're here. We're saying it. And they might, you know, it takes a lot of people until it's actually happening. Like when I first moved out to Milwaukee, you know, everyone's walking around with their Golden State jerseys on with their all this and all that. When the Bucks were actually making a run for the first time in my life, I saw everybody out there with Bucks jerseys on. But I've always worn mine. And same thing with the Brewers. There's always Cubs fans out here. It's ridiculous. But I mean, I've always stayed true to myself and stayed true to my team. And it's so beautiful. It's so beautiful. And Timmy, I was lucky enough Thursday night. I got off work. Got a text from my buddy who works for the Brewers. He couldn't go to the game. He's like, I got some tickets, so I went Thursday night. Oh my goodness, Tim! Beautiful. And there's no reason it felt like the stadium was full, but there's no reason why they can't let more people in there. It was so good to be at American Family Field, and I am just beside myself, and I wait till our offense gets hot. I mean, right now we're in a drought, and our offense hasn't even gotten hot yet. So I got a lot of hope, man, a lot of upside. There ain't nothing that would mean more to me than a Brewers championship, and we're just so blessed that it's happening in 2021.
Yep, jump aboard while you can. Drew, thanks for the call. 799-1250. You would assume the offense is going to get better. I assume it.
It has and to. They,
can we assume that?
Absolutely. It has to get better. There's no way that it could stay down like this. We talked about it. I can't remember if it was last night or if it was a couple days ago, but you know, the one benefit about having all the injuries is you've got guys like Taylor and McKinney and you know, that are sitting there and getting quality time in big money games. Feliciano first at bat with two on and you know, in the 11th inning, works a walk, scores the winning run.
Steps out.
Yeah, steps out before the first pitch like he's been there for 10 years already. Just onions, man. And you love to see it. Drew, everybody's fired up tonight. I love it. This is fantastic.
It's a lot of fun, and we're just getting rolling here. It's May 1st. They're 17-10. Let's hear what Craig Counsell has to say. And then I wanted to get to putting, at least me, when I read this, it put me a little at ease, but not too much. Not too much. I have lofty expectations, sometimes unfairly, I think. But I do have expectations of this offense to do better. But is it a baseball flaw or is it a Brewers flaw offensively? So stick around for that. Right now it's Craig Counsell after the Brewers' 11-inning, 6-5 victory over the Dodgers.
Craig, those extra innings, we've talked to you about it before. I think you like that rule, but it kind of turns things a little bit nutty there at times. And, you know, it looked like when you only got one run out of bases loaded, no outs in the 10th, it wasn't going to work for you, but you made it work anyway.
Well, it just makes every half inning it's so hard to get through, and it makes it really interesting, I think. And, you know, there's runs in play. There's big pitches made every single inning. And that's, you know, the two extra innings had for both sides had, you know, just had a number of opportunities and number of huge pitches made by both sides. So I think it's a good rule, and because it finishes games faster and it creates a kind of drama in every inning.
Craig, during this stretch, you've gotten these contributions from everywhere on the roster, and tonight that included a 22-year-old who just got called up that walk. Where is that, and sort of the important at bats in that last inning?
Well, I mean, that inning we had Luke Maley and Mario Feliciano leading off the inning, and they both did a heck of a job. You know, it's Mario's first big league at bat. I'm not sure if it was Vessi's first big league appearance, but young players on the field because we're at the end of the game, and Mario just he had a very confident at bat. I thought he was going to lay off any balls. He was trying to see it deep, as you saw by the foul ball. But he took a good at bat. It's not easy to maintain your composure during that bat and kind of, you know, just swing wildly. He swung at the strikes and took the balls, and can't ask for anything more.
Greg, what about Avi Garcia? I mean, he was on his last four at bats, but especially to be down 0-2 and deliver like he did. I mean, that's got to make him feel good.
Yeah, no, I mean, just getting down 0-2 and just kind of hanging in that at bat was enormous. He laid off the slider that was in the dirt. We were kind of talking in the dugout. We thought that bought him a fastball, and then he did just enough with it. So hit a really hard ground ball. So that's a heck of a at bat. You know, it after Keston's strikeout, it didn't, you know, you kind of feel like you lose an opportunity there. And Avi just battled through an at bat.
Craig, you talk about how, you know, a lot of dramatic moments. You know, Rasmussen was battling his butt off out there. You know, he had that 10th inning, he had to face Betts, Seager, and Turner with a runner on second and managed to only give up one run. And, you know, if they got – Smith got the big hit off him in the 11th. But, I mean, it's just tough for these kids, isn't it?
Yeah, and I – you know, there's – I mean, Drew did a nice job. You're right. They made it tough on him, and that's what they make you do. You have to keep executing pitches. And he was getting to the end there. There's no question about it. you know, he kept pumping balls in there, and Smith had a nice at bat against him with a bunch of foul balls. And then an Angel Perdomo came in and did a great job in a tough situation as well. Luke Maley made a great throw to gun out Betts on a stolen base, which was huge. So I mean, I thought Luke had a heck of a game too, just behind the plates defensively, you know, throwing out the runner, getting on base a couple times. So he had a heck of a game. I mean, he hasn't played, like we talked about last night, that much, and 11 innings locked in, never given up on a pitch. Really, really happy with how he played tonight.
Craig, with everything going on the roster now, how important is it that Woodruff goes out there every time and it's, you know, it's quality start after quality start, which sort of means he's keeping you in all these games and getting you deep into all these games?
Yeah, you know, we're at the point with Woody where you plan on it, really, and you can almost plan. You know, we've had so much going on, but we know you're going to get a good start, and he wasn't. They were tough on him tonight, but I think that's how good Woody is. You know, that he's taken his game to another level, and there's just a maturity to what he does. And even if everything's not clicking perfectly, he's going to find ways to get outs with his stuff. And that's a credit to him. I think he had some gas in the tank tonight. We got to that spot and took a shot at scoring.
Craig,
what does this do for tomorrow in terms of your availability and your plan for tomorrow?
Yeah. Alec Bettinger is going to start tomorrow. Yeah, I mean, I think both teams will have several bullpen guys down, and we'll roll with it. And the guys that are available are going to have to deliver.
Greg, you were pulling out all the stops with your high leverage guys too, Devin, and I think Josh pitched on third straight day. I mean, you know, that 6-5 final score doesn't tell you what kind of game that was for nine innings, does it? I mean, it was tense.
Yeah, it was another, again, a very similar game to last night. I mean, they, you know, with their starter getting injured, their bullpen did a heck of a job. A bunch of guys pitching on back-to-back nights for them. They did a nice job piecing it together and keeping us at bay. But then, you know, Devin, Josh, you know, excellent. Brent Suter had an excellent inning. So the pitching both sides was very, very good.
The night ended, Craig, with Feliciano sliding head first across the plate with a winning run in his very first game. Travis Shaw made quite a memory for a lot of people, didn't he?
Yeah, it's got to be a great day for Mario. You know, big league debuts are rarely, you know, especially when you're not in the game, and they don't usually happen in the 11th inning of a tie game. And he got a shot at it, and he'll remember this one for a long time.
Yeah, this is the one you're going to remember throughout the next at least several weeks or maybe even months of this season here. You won't forget this. It'll make it, I think, even etched in the memory bank a little bit reinforced if they do seal the deal with a victory tomorrow to sweep the LA Dodgers. And then you'll say, yeah, I remember back in late April, early May when they swept that Dodger team in four. Oh, that's right, that 11-inning come-from-behind victory. The other thing I will say, we're pretty much split, I think, as baseball fans on the extra-inning rules. I personally have grown to like it. I really do. I think it's intense. I think it provides a lot of drama. I think it's very situational baseball. And that alone makes just the gears, the baseball gears and cosmic tumblers just turn. And I really dig that. I do a lot. Now, I understand the purist traditionalists, they're probably not big fans. So given that, I think we're still all trying to figure out little nuances of this extra inning rule. I do. We don't just pick it up in less than a year's worth of a new rule. But what I can say is that And these pitchers are put behind the eight ball immediately. When you get a guy on second base and nobody out, I mean, that's a tough situation when the intensity is just flaming, really. And so, you know, to not kind of chastise Drew Rasmussen too much, he still has to throw strikes, and that's probably, you know, he's probably a little bit before his time yet. They may have spun the dial just a little bit too quickly on Drew Rasmussen. Still good and going to be very good, and I'm a big fan of Drew Rasmussen. Reminds me of these guys in 2018. It reminds me of Burns and Woodruff. When they eased those two guys into their big league careers via the bullpen. But did they do it a little bit too quickly for Rasmussen? I don't know. We'll find out. All right, up next, we're going to hear from Travis Shaw as well as Brandon Woodruff. Also, I'll get to these numbers that might make you feel a little bit better about the Brewers' offense. That's all on the way. It's the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin postgame show, driven by the legendary Great Lakes Dragway in Union Grove. 6-5 final. It takes 11, but they get it done. 3 in a row over the Dodgers in the 4-game set. We'll be back. 1250 AM The Fan and Odyssey Station.
Let's find out what happened in today's game from the guys that played it. Let's head inside the clubhouse, presented by Windows Select. Right now, buy one, get one free. Plus, no payments for an entire year. Call them today at 262-703-3500.
Welcome back. Brewers 11 innings, a 6-5 victory as they take the first three games of this series over the LA Dodgers. This is fun. Now, there will be some tough losses, and there will be some frustration with certain aspects of a baseball team in a season, but, and oh man, a 17-10 mark and 6-0 mark against San Diego and LA. A 6-3 mark in 9 games against the Chicago Cubs. A 2-1 mark against the St. Louis Cardinals. I mean, there's some tough competition. You look at the schedule moving forward, and it's 4 in Philadelphia. Then, you know, 3 tough games on the road against the Miami Marlins. You've got upcoming series against Kansas City Royals playing tough. Atlanta Braves. I mean, Washington Nationals on the docket. It's crazy. That's very challenging. You take it one at a time, and they got it done today. The Brewers' offense, and I think that's been really outside of the injuries this year, the offense has been the one negative maybe that some are pointing at, that, wow, you got to hit the ball better. And I agree. And I not only agree they have to hit the ball better, that they will hit the ball better. But is this going to make you feel – a little bit better? I ran across this Associated Press, Ronald Bloom, titled Major League Hitters Are Averaging, it's a slugging slump, I think is what he called it. Major League hitters in the first month of this season, they're averaging 232. Now, this is league-wide average. 232. Well, now a 241 doesn't sound so bad, now does it? A 212 isn't really all that bad, now is it? It's only 10, 20 points lower. All right, so 232. This is down from 252 2 years ago. League-wide average, 252 just 2 years ago. We're dropping out. Now, again, this is only a month sample size. But, again, some trends are coming to the forefront here. Let's see here. Last time it was this bad, it was 237 in 1968. You know what they did in 1968 because the offense was so bad? They lowered the mound height. They made a major structural change in Major League Baseball because there was no offense. That was back in 68. Strikeouts have averaged over 9 strikeouts a game per team in the first month. Okay, speaking of strikeouts, they're on pace to set a strikeout record for the 13th consecutive season. Now, the strikeout rate per game is up from almost a strikeout and a half from 2 years ago. Double from 1979. See where we say, well, you're just an old codger. Get that ball in play. That's not today's game of baseball. Just saying, they didn't accept strikeouts. Now, there's some other factors involved there. Pitching is so much better than it was back in the 70s. So there's a little lateral movement on the discussion right there. Let's see here. Just 7.6 hits per game per team in the first month, down from 9-plus hits 2 years ago. Pitchers in the month of April have two no-hitters, Musgrove and Rodan. Throw in Baumgartner, and you've got three no-hitters there. In the first month, last time there were two in the first month of baseball was 1991. Back to the strikeouts. For example, Don Mattingly in his career never struck out more than 43 times in a season. For example, Joey Gallo of the Rangers this year has struck out already 40 times in a month. Same for Eugenio Suarez, 40 strikeouts in the first month. Quote from Don Mattingly, "I don't think it's cyclical at this point. There's so much swing and miss, it's kind of off the charts. I think it's something we have to address." AJ Hinch, manager of the Tigers, quote, "I have great concern that our sport has turned into a lack of offense and the strikeout homer walk three true outcome scenario is not our best entertainment product. We're trending in the wrong direction." His team finished the month of April with a team batting average of 199. Let's see, going back to 1910, the Chicago White Sox had a month of 211. So historic proportions here. On base percentage in the first month, league-wide, just 309, the lowest since 1968, where it was 294. And we all know what happened in 68. They changed the mound. There's been 69 teams shut out thus far this season, a pace that would total 439 shutouts, shattering the record of 359 from 1915. So if you think the Brewers are bad, how about Marcell Ozuna hitting 202, Blackman 184, Lindor 189, Miguel Cabrera just 140. All right, so I hope that made me feel just slightly better, but not much. Just saying, not much, Keston. That situation, kid, you need to get that bat on that ball. Tough. It's tough, I understand, but other teams seem to get it done on a lot more consistent basis than this one, and we'll keep it specific to this one. But I just thought I'd throw that out to you from the Associated Press. May make you feel a little bit better. It is an issue league-wide, and we'll get into some of that discussion as the season moves along here. Speaking of offense, Travis Shaw having a nice year for the Brewers in his return. And had just the game-winner walk-off tonight, bottom of the 11th. He's got to be pretty pleased. Let's go back inside that Brewers clubhouse and hear from the Brewers' third baseman.
Travis, how did you guys win that game? I mean, it was unbelievable.
We just keep doing it every night, finding ways to get it done. Seems like however many runs we need, we score that exact amount every single night, whether it's one, whether it's five, six, whatever it is, we'll get it up. We've been getting just enough to win, and just a huge team win for us tonight, coming back down a couple times late in extra innings and finally got some timely hitting and just pretty good win tonight.
Travis, and it's all happening pretty shorthanded. I don't know how much you guys even focus on that when you're in there and playing the games every day, but just what do you think about the job that this team's doing with so many guys injured?
I think it says a lot about our character and the culture that's kind of been established here. I know when I got over here, it was supposed to start a rebuild, or they were still in a rebuild in 17, and from 17 to now, I mean, I think a lot of guys, we learned how to win. There's a lot of guys still here from when I was here in 18 and 19, and guys just learn how to win, and they expect to win. You come into spring training, it's you're expecting to win the division, compete for the division, and compete for World Series, and we've kind of established that culture over the last 3 years that no matter who's in there, guys are going to be prepared, guys are going to give their best, and I mean, we're really being tested right here in April, but so far, I mean, we've come through better than I think anybody could expect.
Travis, what about the memory you gave a 22-year-old kid, Mario Feliciano? He's going to always be able to say he scored the winning run in his very first major league game.
Yeah, and I mean, he came up with a huge walk right there. That's a pretty good at bat. I don't know. I don't know how high he's been in the system or what level he's been at, but to kind of get rushed into that situation, that getting called up today and getting his first big league at bat in that situation in extra innings, I mean, he didn't look overmatched. He wasn't jumpy. He wasn't chasing pitches, and he controlled his zone really well. And his great at bat, his walk, ended up being the winning run.
Yeah, he played 3 games in Double A 2 years ago.
That's crazy. I looked up. I saw he was born in '98. They just keep getting younger.
Travis, I know your numbers aren't where you want them yet, but compared to 2 years ago and even last year, is this the first time in a while that you've been able to just have fun coming to the yard every day again?
Yeah, it's been a lot of fun. Numbers are what they are. I mean, it doesn't matter. Some guys can hit the ball really well and have terrible numbers. Some guys can get lucky. And right now I'm pretty pleased with how my swing feels, and just overall night in, night out, there's some nights that aren't very good and there's some nights that are better, but the consistency night in and night out so far of the quality of the bats and the contact, and I've driven in a decent amount of runs here early on. I'm pretty pleased with where I'm at. There's always work to be done, and I think I would like my numbers to be higher, but anything to help the team win, and timely hitting right now has kind of been the big thing that we've been missing, and we got a lot of it tonight.
Big time words from Travis Shaw right there. And I can tell you this, there's a couple of sentences in there that I will peel out of there. And we're going to have a conversation about that as the season rolls along here. Maybe at some point during the Philadelphia Phillies series here coming up Monday through Thursday, or possibly next weekend. But we will definitely have that conversation when he said there's a certain degree of expectations with this organization coming into spring camp. You are expected to win or compete for a division. You're expected to get into the playoffs and compete for a World Series. They've changed the culture of expectations in Milwaukee. That's pretty strong. That's good stuff. We need to unpack those types of comments. God bless you, Travis Shaw, because I agree with you. The landscape is changed in Milwaukee. And I think a large part of that, the two biggest parts of that, guys, it's David Stearns and Craig Counsell. Those are the two behind this. So I want to get into that conversation. In the meantime, Brandon Woodruff, an ERA through his 6 starts of 1.8 flat. Is he at the elite level yet? Because if he's not, he's really close. Let's hear a couple of comments from Brandon Woodruff after the Brewers' victory.
It feels like a playoff-type game, and we're only in May. So, you know, that was big-time win, big-time series win, and, you know, I was just happy to be a part of it.
With 16 guys on the IL, Woody, 2 more today. 16 guys on the IL.
I didn't know how bad Omar's was, and I guess Yardley was the other one, but it's one of those things. I think a lot of teams are going through it. I know the Dodgers are, you know, they're scuffling with some guys, and they just had May, you know, go down. Hope he's okay, and it's just such a unique, you know, like I said yesterday, it was 60 games into 162 is no joke. So, you know, it's all about keeping people on the field and keeping everybody healthy. And, you know, I know we're about to get a lot of guys back, and hopefully we can keep guys on the field and keep winning.
Well, no, I was just going to say about your outing. One thing that would really help right now is a lot of stability from, you know, your spot in the rotation.
Yeah.
Do you feel like you're pretty well positioned right now to provide that?
Yeah. I talked about it a little bit today after the game. I equate this one to the one against the Cubs that I had here. I didn't feel sharp. I didn't feel I didn't feel crisp, and Mookie jumped me there first pitch of the game, and was just kind of grinded. I mean, they were trying to get to me early, and I recognized that, and was just able there in the fifth and sixth to make some big pitches, and was able to mix it up, and you know, enough to work out of some jams, and was just glad to be able to keep the game there in check. And I think that's been the difference this year and previous years, is being able to work into deeper in the ball game and just, you know, try to help out the pitching staff as much as possible, but try to keep the team in the game, and was fortunate enough to be able to do that. And then that set the table up for Travis to walk it off tonight. So, and, you know, all the other relievers to do their jobs too. So,
yeah, there's Woody. And I think, you know, what he said at the start there, it's a playoff type game. A little late to that party, because I've been noticing that for 2 weeks, maybe more, that this team is into, because they're so close, because you're getting pitching, you're getting good defense, you're in every game, and it almost feels like that. It really does. And I think that the word is starting to get out, that at least not only one, you have your hands full, and they're good, but within the game, these games are pretty intense. I just love being all jazzed up in the third inning with runners at the corners and one out, and you feel like the game's tipping a little bit there, because you know if you put out the fire. Woody was talking about his jam in the fifth. That game was at a tipping. This game right here was at a tipping point in that fifth inning. That fifth inning in maybe last year, and maybe some other situations, may have gotten sideways on Woodruff. And I think that's one of the steps he's taking. You know, first and third, one out against the Dodgers, mid-game, you're getting late in your outing. That's sort of a death sentence at times the last couple of years against L.A. Not tonight. Not for Woody. Woody, you know, works up his pitch count a little bit. You know, he's starting to curb that. He's starting to get aggressive, but you heard him. The Dodgers got aggressive with him, and he recognized that. That's huge. We're seeing him mature to probably the elite level here as we speak. I mean, he's going through the transition from really good to probably elite level here. And you know, there'll be a bump or two on the road. You saw it with Burns the other day or whatever. You see it with Scherzer, gave up three homers, you know, in an inning. So those things will happen. Just overall, generally, or a general overview, we may be seeing him mature to the elite as we speak. The transition is being made. All right, we'll take a break and come back, take a look at tomorrow's matchup. Alec Bettinger gets the start for the Crew. We'll be back. It's the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin postgame show, driven by the legendary Great Lakes Dragway in Union Grove. The battle back, exciting victory of the year here. 6-5 final in 11. We'll be back. 1250 AM, The Fan and Odyssey Station.
What's on tap for the Crew? What pitcher starts the next one? It's time for some forward thinking on the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin postgame show, driven by the legendary Great Lakes Dragway in Union Grove. On The Fan.
All right, final couple of minutes here as the Brewers get the 11-inning, 6-5 victory. Wow. Okay, they're going to go after a sweep of the L.A. Dodgers in a four-game set. Now, that'd be huge. Some would say it's playing with house money.
Yep.
And I think to a degree that's true, because I think a lot of folks would have said 2-2 against the Dodgers. I think you'd take that. Well, they have a chance to do a heck of a lot better than that. And that's sweeping them in a four-game set. Well, It's going to be Alec Bettinger that gets his first start, his major league debut. He was drafted by the Crew in the 10th round in 2017 out of Virginia, 6'2", 185, and you know, go as long as you can go, kid. I mean, do whatever you – and Mario Feliciano, I would assume, is going to get the start. You may see the rookie battery tomorrow. And, you know, one would say that, you know, bet the Dodgers because of that situation. Sometimes it's a little bit the opposite way.
I told you, Timmy, if they came back and won tonight, that I'm feeling 8 or 9 runs for the Crew tomorrow.
Okay, I hope you're right. And if they tap into that bullpen again early, yeah, look for a little bit of a runaway. You might be right. You might be right. Take it inning by inning, batter by batter, pitch by pitch if you have to. Tomorrow's going to be a fun one. 1:10 first pitch. After the last pitch, you make the switch. We'll meet you right here. Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin postgame show driven by the legendary Great Lakes Dragway in Union Grove. For the Polish Pipe Bomb, Jeff Orlowski. My name is Tim Allen. Jeff, you got called a rock star today.
Yeah, Drew, that's my boy. That's awesome. Nice. Appreciate it.
Yeah, you guys have a great night, and we'll talk again as the Brewers go after the sweep. And remember, as always, smile, Milwaukee. The world will smile back.